For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Robin Sessingham. Remember recess, when you knew that if you just sat still for a couple more hours, you and your friends could go racing out to the merry-go-round or the hopscotch court for a daily dose of fun? In many public elementary schools in Florida, recess has become a thing of the past, and parents are not happy. I looked into the issue for State Impact Florida. 5-year-old Garrett Hoskins goes to Highlands Grove Elementary School in Lakeland. He's in kindergarten and he loves recess. He's kind of an authority on the slides.
The slide I like is the bumpy one. Okay. I like the circle one because that one has sides.
Garrett goes to recess once a week on Fridays for 20 minutes. His mom, Stephanie Hoskins, says that's not enough.
Not for bustling 5-year-olds, no.
They were at a community meeting recently organized by Polk County School Superintendent Catherine Leroy. Leroy was responding to a growing and increasingly vocal demand by parents to give kids a break during the school day. At the meeting, the frustration was palpable. Parents were supposed to ask questions by writing them down on a card and turning them in, but this mom sitting in the audience couldn't contain herself. She said her 8-year-old son hates to go to school.
He loves being outdoors and he gets no time. He has to sit in the classroom from 8:30 until 3 o'clock. He goes to lunch. They're not allowed to talk at that time either.
It probably came as no surprise to these parents when Leroy presented the research showing that recess is important to kids in lots of ways, physically, socially, and cognitively. The American Academy of Pediatrics calls recess crucial to child development. Superintendent Leroy told the crowd she's all in favor of recess. She said she was forming a countywide committee to come up with recommendations and she'd take them to the school board for a vote. But she said it's not as easy as it once was to send children out onto the playground. She pointed out the wording of a state education statute that she'd projected up on a screen.
The reason I'm showing this to you is because I want you to get a sense of the magnitude and the mandates that are laying on top of us. We are required to teach reading, writing, mathematics, science, social studies, art and music, which are electives, and physical education.
The state has made no policies regarding recess, leaving it up to the individual school districts. Some districts have no recess in schools. Others, like Miami-Dade, require it for pre-K through fifth grade. Miami-Dade even has a recess manual that describes how to teach double Dutch and hopscotch. Time for recess has been squeezed out in recent years, but now social media is helping parents, such as Lakeland mother Amanda Lipham, organize recess supporters. She says she organized the push for recess in Polk when she saw changes in her 5-year-old son.
He was losing his enthusiasm for school. His attitude was changing. I could see it's just his spirit being broken.
First, Lipham handed out flyers in the car line at her son's elementary school, and she spoke out at a school board meeting. Then she formed an online petition that garnered thousands of signatures. Now, parents are creating similar online petitions around the state. More than 2,200 people have signed a petition to make recess mandatory in Pinellas County. This fall, parents in Osceola County also started a petition demanding recess. And a similar effort in Orange County last year led to a school board resolution recommending schools provide the breaks. And that's the way change might happen, says Judy Stockman, who teaches at Sykes Elementary School in Lakeland.
Teachers have already voiced their opinions about this, and we got nowhere.
The state does require every school to provide PE for 150 minutes a week. But Stockman, like the superintendent and the parents at the meeting, say that's not the same as recess.
PE doesn't count. That is structured. They need time for social development and social skills and just go explore a little bit on your own.
The Polk County School Board will take up the committee recommendations on recess at its December 8th meeting. For State Impact Florida, I'm Robin Sessingham. How music helps kids learn, why some students opt for a maritime education, how a Lakeland teacher's resignation letter went viral. Read about education in Florida at our website, wusfnews.org.